Message number 88. Confusion about what my second coming will mean. Friday, May 20th, 2011 at 10:00. My dearly beloved daughter, many people wonder what the second coming really means, so let me explain. I came into the world the first time to redeem mankind from eternal darkness so he could benefit from eternal life. God the Almighty Father, out of his mercy, sent me so that all his children would have life. For up to then, due to the sins of Adam and Eve, this would not have been possible. I come again this time to reward all those who follow me. Much confusion exists in the world regarding this event. Many people believe that my second coming indicates that the end of the world has come. That is not the case, for instead it will mean the end times when Satan and his followers, who create untold misery in the world, will be banished from earth for 1,000 years. About the new paradise on earth. This new paradise I have promised will come about when heaven and earth merge to become one. This new life I bring to all my devoted followers is one of love and glory. You, my followers, will have to endure much suffering, however, while this transition takes place. To help prepare the world for this great event, I am bringing a great gift of my mercy beforehand. The great warning which will give each and every one of you the chance to see your sins and how they offend me will enable you to see the truth. When you realize the stain of sin that exists within you, only then will you really understand the sorrow that I feel. A glimpse of what will happen at the final judgment. By allowing you all to experience this great act of my mercy, you will be given a true glimpse as to what will happen at the day of the final judgment. In this way, you are being given a fair chance to turn back to me once more. You see, I love all of you with such a deep and abiding passion that I will do everything possible to save you from the grip of the deceiver. Be warned, though, that Satan will now increase his activities through your brothers and sisters to persuade you to turn your back on me even after this great event takes place. You must now open your minds, leave all human reasoning aside to accept the truth of your existence on earth. Every lie couched in scientific human logical thinking will be perpetrated to prevent you from accepting the truth. Satan does not want you, my children, to come to me. His vice-like grip must be broken, but it can only be done with your help. Do not allow him to cloud your judgment with his lies. It will be very difficult for you to ignore his arguments, taunts, and ridicule, for that is the way he works. Satan will work through other people to discourage you. Many of you will not know that Satan is working like this through other people whose views you may respect. But this is just exactly how he works. He will communicate through those poor souls who are attracted to the dark. He will ensure that their minds are blocked to the truth of my glory and the eternal life that is yours by right. Never ever let his influence affect your love for me. And remember, because he will not win this battle, then those poor souls who follow him will be thrown into hell with him. If you desire eternal life, then use this time on earth to denounce Satan while you can. I will rule the earth for 1,000 years. My daughter, I will rule the earth for 1,000 years. Make no mistake, for I am now in charge of events as they now unfold in the world. I have now prepared the way for my new kingdom on earth, and that time is near much closer than many realize. Rejoice, for this news will be welcomed by all. It will bring to an end all suffering in the world. It will ignite a fount of love and glory for all my children to share. This new paradise will be beyond your comprehension, but hear this. This new life will offer you all of my devout followers a life free from worry. You will want for nothing. All will be provided by me. Each and every one of you who choose this glorious kingdom will be astonished at the precious jewel that awaits you. Pray now that your brothers and sisters open their eyes to the truth of the promises I have made so they too can enter this new life on earth. Your loving Savior, Jesus Christ.